Hey, I'm Cassie, and this is All That Matters in Triple M Rock News this week. Blues Fest has finally had some good news. Being named a finalist in the Pollstar Award nominations for Music Festival of the Decade. The only Australian festival, event or venue to be nominated for this award, which celebrates the most artistically and commercially successful festival of the last decade, providing the most rewarding experience for fans and artists. It's positive news for the historic Byron-based music festival that's had a really rough run lately, after not one but 2 years of cancellations. Regardless of the recognition, the festival still needs your help, with the event organiser, Peter Noble, telling Triple M's Rosie the honest fears of the recent events.
This is damaging the live music industry to the point where people are going to stop coming. That's what we have to consider.
And if you haven't yet, make sure you listen to Rosie's full interview with the Blues Fest organiser, Peter Noble, on the Listener app now. And if you can, support Blues Fest by buying some of their merch. They've recently released a bunch of stuff from what they plan to sell at this year and last year's events, along with some classic designs from the 90s. You can check out the official Blues Fest website for all the details.
Hey, Triple Emmers, it's your good friend Dave Grohl here.
On the 20th day of the fourth month this year, Foo Fighters released a very 420-themed lyric video for the Medicine at Midnight album closer, Chasing Birds. The animated video plays from the song's lyrics, Chasing Birds to Get High, My Head is in the Clouds, and it is not to be watched when your brain's a little fuzzy. You can check it out on the Foo Fighters YouTube channel now. Now, speaking of the Foo Fighters, the documentary the band have directed, What Drives Us, you know, the one about touring in bands and the importance on bands' performances, drive and relationships, well, it's coming to Amazon next week and the trailer is available to watch on the Triple M website now. And as if that's not enough, the TV series inspired by the book written by Dave Grohl's mum, Virginia, From the Cradle to the Stage, is coming to US telly next month, with Aussie fans hoping that the new doco series will be getting a local release. The TV series sees Dave and his mum talking to other musicians and their mums to make the connection from childhood to stardom.
Hi, this is Brian Johnson.
This is Angus Young.
Stuff the pool room. We're going to need a pool house at this rate. AC/DC have announced another limited edition release of gear that will leave diehard rock fans broke. This time, it's a collaboration with Melbourne jewellery designer Heart of Bone, who have teamed up with Akadaka for a limited release of rings, lightning bolt studded earrings, T-shirts and cashmere sweaters made in Scotland. Yep, it's cashmere. You can check out the full range on the Triple M website now.
Hi, this is Ozzy Osbourne.
Black Sabbath have announced the super deluxe edition of the band's sixth album, Sabotage, that features newly remastered originals, plus a full live show recorded during their 1975 tour. The release comes on CD, LP and 7-inch versions. The massive release is just announced and available for pre-order now, and you can get it from your local record store this June.
What's up? I'm Scott Stapp.
This better be a publicity stunt because it's simply too hard to understand. The Creed singer Scott Stapp has been cast to play Frank Sinatra in a film about Ronald Reagan called Reagan. In an interview with NME last week, the film's director said, Scott is known for big, high-energy performances, so it was a thrill to see him shift gears to embody Sinatra's contained charisma. We heard they welcomed him with arms wide open. I'm Cassie, and that's all that matters in Triple M Rock News this week.